in the limelight.
In fact, the normalization of hate speech against Muslims not only legitimizes the institutionalized discrimination to which French Muslims are subjected, but also incites violence against them inside and outside France, says Joseph Massed, writer, in an article published under the heading France's Crisis with Islam, a Legacy of 200 Years of Colonial Brutality. Stay tuned, please, for the details of this article. France is in crisis. French secularism legitimizing itself under the umbrella of what the French ostentatiously call laïcité continues to increase its attacks on French and non-French Muslims. The Collectif contre Islamophobie en France, CCIF, listed 1,043 Islamophobic incidents that occurred in 2019, a 77% increase since 2017. 68 physical attacks, about 6.5%, 618 incidents of discrimination, about 59.3%, 210 incidents of hate speech and incitement of racial hatred, about 20.1%, 93 incidents of defamation, about 8.9%, 22 incidents of vandalism of Muslim sacred places, about 2.1%, and 32 incidents of discrimination linked to the so-called fight against terrorism, that is about 3.1%. French secular hatred of Muslims is part of everyday speech by the French government, the pundits, and the media. In fact, the normalization of hate speech against Muslims not only legitimizes the institutionalized discrimination to which French Muslims are subjected, but also incites violence against them inside and outside France, including the shootings at Mosque of Brest and the targeting of its popular Imam Rashid al-Jai in June 2019 and the attack on the Mosque of Bayonet in October 2019 that wounded four. Outside France, the terrorists who committed the 2019 massacre at the Christchurch mosques in New Zealand, killing 51 Muslim worshippers and wounding 49, cited the murderous theories of Islamophobic French thinker Renaud Camus as influencing his actions. In October 2019, French President Emmanuel Macron connected terrorism in France to any signs of French Muslims' faith and culture, including having a beard, praying five times a day, eating halal food, etc. This is an old French secular tradition. When Napoleon Bonaparte invaded Egypt and Palestine in 1798, his clever plan was to lie to the Egyptians by announcing that he and his army were faithful Muslims and that they came to liberate Muslims and Islam from the tyranny of the Mamluks. His deception did not work, and the Egyptians rose against him, as did the Palestinians. He returned in defeat to France after his army committed untold atrocities in Egypt and Palestine. Napoleon and France's crisis with Islam 2 centuries ago was that they were defeated in the Palestinian city of Acre. 3 decades later, when France invaded Algeria, the French no longer needed to lie to Muslims to conquer them, rob them, and destroy their places of worship. In 1871, Algerian Muslims revolted again against French rule, with 150,000 people joining the forces of a local Kabyle leader, Al-Mukrani. The French genocidal machine responded by killing hundreds of thousands, which combined with the French caused famine deaths in late 1860s, resulted in the death of 1 million Algerians, about a third of the population. The French razed dozens of towns and villages to the ground while eliminating the entire elite of Algerian society. But even that did not resolve France's crisis with Islam. In 1901, the French concern about their crisis with Islam increased. This was especially so as France, which is and will become increasingly and without a doubt a great Muslim power, given its acquisition of new colonies with large Muslim populations, needed to know what Islam would be like in 20th century. This became such a grave concern that a colonial quest for knowledge was issued. The editor of the important French colonial journal Questions Diplomatiques, a chronicle, Edmond Fayzi, set out to investigate the question of the future of Islam by the year 2000. The ongoing institutionalized discrimination by the French state against its Muslim citizens shows no signs of abatement under Macron. France continues to be submerged in a dominant discourse of chauvinism and hate today that is not dissimilar to the one that always dominated French culture even before the French Revolution. It is true that the widespread white supremacist and fascist culture of hate across Europe and the United States today, reminiscent of the European culture of hate in 1930s, is not exclusive to France, but the French excel at expressing it with minimal euphemisms. The crisis that France continues to face with Muslims is the crisis of French chauvinism and the refusal of the white supremacists and like French to recognize that their country is a third-rate neo-colonial power with a dominant retrograde culture that insists on holding on to underserved past glories when they need to repent their genocidal sins that extend from the Caribbean to Southeast Asia to Africa and that killed millions of people since late 18th century. What the French need to do is to pay back the debts they owe to all people whom they robbed and killed around the world since then. Only that will end France's crisis with Islam and with itself.